Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us less. You'll love us at Commonwealth Motors. Hey, Ayla, what's good?
It's a follow-up from yesterday's story. If you missed what happened, I have the tissues ready because both of us, Jonathan and Ayla, I don't know why I'm speaking to myself in the third person. Hey, Jim, real quick, do you mind turning on the computer? Because we're going to have some audio that I'm about to play for you in a second that might make Jonathan and I cry again. So there was a six-year-old. His name is Bridger Walker. He is from Wyoming, and he's literally a hero. He saved his younger sister from an attacking dog by, instead of her getting attacked by it, he stepped in and got mauled. Like, from the left eye all the way down, almost like Captain Hook, like a big hook all the way down to his lips.
Down to his lips. His whole face, the left side of his face was
right
open.
Yep. And he became a hero. National news, everyone is talking about him because it was such a heroic act for a six-year-old. And when, that's what really gets me, when asked about why he did that, he said, if someone had to die, I thought it should be me. Talking about his four-year-old sister instead of her, it would rather be him.
Ayla, my eyes start sweating again. I don't know.
Sweating is a great way to describe it.
It's raining on my face. I'm sorry. I don't know that I can play your audio because I can't see the screen.
I know. And his aunt has been giving a lot of updates on her Instagram, and she posted an open letter. And this is what I didn't tell you before we went on air because I really wanted you to hear it for the first time. But she said, the mom, once the firefighters and EMTs arrived, we were able to begin evaluating Bridger's injuries. Unsurprisingly, there was a lot of blood. So much so that the firefighters asked Bridger if they could cut off his shirt. He refused and said, quote, my mom likes me in this shirt. It may sound strange, but as the family sat waiting for EMTs to stabilize Bridger, my wife and I felt a strong spirit of love for all involved. He didn't want him to cut the shirt because his mom likes him in that shirt. He's just the sweetest. He loves geology, so his aunt is setting up a Facebook page where people can send pictures of rocks.
Yeah, and people have actually been sending him rocks. Like,
right.
I saw a picture of him with like a bunch of rocks.
But rocks isn't the only thing people are sending. Chris Evans, who plays Captain America.
Boston's own,
which you're about to hear a little bit of that accent right here in the video that he sent to Bridger, who, by the way, if you see this video, he is all decked out in Captain America gear. So this is Chris Evans talking to him right now.
This is a message for Bridger. Hey, Bridger. Captain America here. How you doing, buddy?
How you doing, buddy?
So I read your story. I saw what you did. Now, I'm sure you've heard a lot of this over the last couple days, but let me be the next one to tell you, pal, you're a hero. What you did was so brave, so selfless. Your sister is so lucky to have you as a big brother. Your parents must be so proud of you. I'm going to track down your address, and I'm going to send you an authentic Captain America shield because, pal, you deserve it. Keep being the man you are. We need people like you. Hang in there. I know recovery might be tough, but based on what I've seen, I don't think there's much that can slow you down.
Oh, my God.
How is it raining outside and in the studio?
I don't know. And if you think, wow, that was Chris Evans, Captain America, like, Bridger and his sister were really fired up. I don't think we have time to play that audio, or do we?
It's short. Yeah,
okay.
What do you think, kiddo?
I thought it was awesome.
That's his sister.
How do you feel about that shield?
He's going to send you an official, real Captain America shield. What?
Because they were saying you take it to jujitsu class and everything, and you take it everywhere you go. He's like, I don't think that's a good idea because it'll get ruined.
Yeah, I know. I just want to say happy Friday, everybody. Happy Friday. That's where it feels good for today.